Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. I invite your attention this morning to the book of 1 Timothy in chapter 2. Here the Apostle Paul says, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Here the Apostle is giving us instruction concerning the local church and the things that ought to take place there. Notice that he speaks for a pattern of prayer. He says, first of all, I exhort that prayer. Prayer. You know what? Most of Christendom does not pray. Most independent Baptist churches don't pray. Oh, I don't mean we don't have an opening prayer, maybe a prayer in the middle or one before the offering. But I mean the old-fashioned prayer meeting is gone. That was one thing that I really liked about the Belle Point Baptist Church when I candidated here to become their pastor back in August. I appreciated the fact that this old church still has prayer meeting on Wednesday night. We spend a great deal of time in that service asking for prayer requests from our people and then taking those things before the Lord in anticipation that He not only hears, but that He answers. I trust that you believe in prayer. Certainly the Apostle Paul did. He said it's the very first thing we ought to do. It's the primary thing we ought to be doing in our churches. Oh, soul winning is so very, very important, and we neglect it. Yes, we do. But prayer is the answer to even effective soul winning. He says, I exhort that, first of all, prayer be made. He says, supplications. Supplications is making an earnest petition. It's believing with all your heart, and feeling with all your heart, and desiring with all your heart. The Apostle James says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that fervency is what's the idea here when the Bible talks of supplications. Does it really matter if God answers your prayer? Do you really, really want what the thing that you're asking for? Does it mean something to you? Or are you just repeating words? The Apostle Paul said that supplications ought to be made in the church. We ought to be begging God to give us the desire of our heart. It ought to be important to us. Then he says that prayers should be made. And that's the audible calling upon God. We ought to have public prayer. The thing we must guard against is that which is mentioned in Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, where it talks about the Pharisees. These were wicked, wicked men. They were the fundamentalists of their day, however. And they wanted the attention of men. They would have big flowery prayers and ring bells so that everybody could hear them praying. You and I ought to be speaking to God, not to the people around us. But we ought to have audible, public prayer coming from our heart. He says that intercession be made. An intercession is you and I coming between other people and God and asking God to do things for them spiritually and physically. God does answer prayer, and our prayer ought to be centered in others. Then he says that our lives ought to be characterized by prayer that is a giving of thanks, a giving of blessing for others and for ourselves. Are you really grateful for what God has done for you? Are you grateful for what God has done for others? You know, the Bible talks about our generation when it says that there is a generation coming that will not be thankful. God has so richly blessed us as individuals. He's richly blessed us as a nation. He's richly blessed us as local churches and as families. And yet we're characterized by unthankfulness. We need to change that. We need to see to it that in our home life and in our church life, the Word of God is right when it says we ought to be thankful. Let us be thankful. Let us be thankful most of all that we're going to a wonderful, wonderful place called heaven.
It's gonna be wonderful in heaven on high, oh Lord, highly glorified.
We trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Point Baptist Church by writing Belle Point Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.